This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and in the studio with me today is
Frida Liu.
And we are asking you on the show today, what's the smartest pivot you've seen a business do during the MCO? Now, we have covered so many businesses here that have actually made some pretty smart pivots, you know, on our show, Powering Through the Pandemic, also on Voice of SMEs. But Christine Wong has done an amazing job and found us a list of businesses from around the world that have done some pretty clever stuff. You know, they've made some pretty smart pivots, and we're going to be going through that list in just a bit. But if you'd like to join the conversation and nominate a business or a smart pivot that you've seen, you know, during this MCO or RMCO or CMCO, get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram as well. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about house hunting and how it's gotten a pandemic upgrade, you know, during this time. Also, are employment stereotypes learned from language?
That's a good one.
Yes. Okay. So Frida's got that. And you know, she's being very coy about the details, but we'll get to that at the end of the show. Also on the show today, we've got a little bit of Suede, U2, Gloria Gaynor, and maybe even Elvis Presley if we have some time at the end of the show. But yes, our main story of the day, what's the smartest pivot you've seen a business do during the MCO? Now, it seems like everyone has had to adjust and adapt to their businesses to operate differently during the MCO. But, you know, what were some of the smartest or most unique approaches to that pivot? Now, I know, Frida, you have a favorite, right?
A great local story, which is, now I forgot. Well, they know him as Service Hero. And of course, his new business is Disinfectants to You. I think as we're going through these stories, I also admire all these companies. They may not have changed so much the business their business model. But they've changed the strategies to tweak the right strategies. I think that's also just being, you know, quick on your feet and changing it a little bit, right? But not moving too far away. But I think Service Hero was the 48 hours.
Yes.
We're changing our business.
Yeah, and the way that Carl actually went about it, he just got everyone into like a virtual meeting and then they decided to do something, and then they just went out and they just executed it. And it became something that other businesses tried to mirror as well, but didn't do it as well as Disinfection to You, right? So looking at this list that Christine has so kindly prepared for us, the first one here is how Automats have made a comeback. So there are a couple of businesses here. Let's focus on this first one. So after 19 years of doling out sweets and champagne at her Portland restaurant, Pix Patisserie, Cheryl, I can't pronounce her last name, Wakerhauser, I think that's how you pronounce it. Cheryl Wakerhauser switched to takeout only and introduced the Pixomatic vending machine to put more fizz into her pandemic era presentation. So the machine basically takes payment by card only, and it serves desserts or savory food and novelties at her patisserie, right? Another example is the Brooklyn Dumpling Shop, which uses touchless kiosks located inside a brick and mortar shop to accompany temperature control cubbies that hold the food. So customers simply order and pay via their smartphone, and then they receive a barcode to unlock the glass door. And a scanner at the shop entry actually detects anyone who's running a fever, and people can actually collect their orders with the help of a PPE wearing human attendant. So, you know, it's like trying to incorporate like vending, electronic, automats, right? The other one here is about how it's about socially distanced fitness. Now, I think here we've all seen how some gyms have kind of pivoted to do virtual online workouts and stuff like that. But in Toronto, you had 6 yoga studios and a handful of independent instructors. They led a group session in a pop-up event pulled together outdoors. So during June and most of July, customers paid about $25 a piece for the opportunity to work out together in an urban park, keeping a safe distance thanks to 50 plastic domes.
Clever.
Yeah.
Okay.
So each measuring about 12 feet wide and 7 feet tall, and equipped with piped in sound and lights for night classes. So they even did night classes out in the open. In California, South Bay Fitness is keeping clients inside with pods roomy enough for weights, a bench, and a floor mat, and of course, you know, a human being. The walls of the makeshift workout rooms are made of clear plastic shower curtains attached to a metal framework, and the gym also offers instruction via Zoom and outdoors, helping to drive a larger trend. So this is also something that my gym is doing. You know, so we've got little pods that where we can work out in, but we don't have that clear plastic shower curtains, you know, for that extra safety. But I don't know. I like being able to still attend classes, but, you know, have the confines of my own little
space.
There's also something called bars on wheels, and inner tubes. So in New Zealand, a tiny pub on wheels made stops on its way from Auckland in the north to another city in the south, traversing about 900 miles from June through mid-July. So no larger than a tool shed with just two stools at the bar, the mobile drinking hole sold out every 27-minute reservation, because that's 27 minutes is apparently the time it takes for you to enjoy a pint and some conversation and maybe play some darts. Tiny darts, you know. And they did this over 10 stops. And it was basically a publicity stunt by Emerson's, which is a popular Kiwi brand. But no one really cared because they got free beer.
Right?
Yeah. And then in Ocean City, Maryland, alcohol sales at Fishtails restaurant got a boost from a new contraption. It's called the bumper table. It's a giant rubber pool float on four legs with wheels and a donut-shaped table at the center. So standing in the hole, patrons simply can't get any closer to one another than 6 feet, right? So it's like, imagine that, you know, you're playing bumper table. You've got your own table with like a float around it. And
it's you know, like you try to see the humor this situation. Right, and you try to have some fun in the process. We know what it is, but to be able to do that and still have that certain community, though slightly afar, you know, that's a great thing. So when I hear these stories, I always, you know, feel like smiling and laughing.
Yeah. So how about Boat In Movies, a floating boat cinema that was operated by Australian film and events company Beyond Cinema, and they offer screenings to customers who rent one of their 12 to 24 boats. Events have been confirmed now for LA, San Diego, Miami. You can also get screenings in Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Cleveland, Austin, and elsewhere. So the vessels will enable moviegoers to maintain social distance, and each boat must contain one party, whether it consists of just two customers or the upper limit of eight. So you're watching a movie on a boat. There's also drive-in concerts, and I have to say the price for this is a bit hefty.
Okay, not my price range, lah.
Okay, you decide after you're listening to this. So it's in the Hamptons. So I guess concert attendees will have to pay between $1,000 to $25,000for one of 500 parking spaces in a 100-acre field to take in the show together. It's a concert. It's called Safe and Sound, and it happened on July 25th, and it was just to have, you know, a bunch of people together to enjoy a concert in their cars. Yeah.
Okay.
For $25,000.
Who was performing? I'd like to know.
But anyway. I'm not sure, actually, but let me just check on that.
Okay.
And then,
after the break.
Yeah, after the break, we'll come back to that. And then, of course, professional services go mobile. So in New Jersey, Sperling Dermatology took its business on the road with the state's first ever mobile spa. So built into a 24-foot long Mercedes van, the Sperling Sprinter launched in mid-June, betting on a demand for on-the-spot services. The mobile unit, which complements three brick-and-mortar locations, drew $500,000 in revenue in July. And that's not a bad haul for treatments that include entry-level facials at 200 or 300 ringgit a pop, body sculpting, Botox, and eye lifts. So some interesting and clever pivots, you know, that we've seen during this pandemic.
Okay, the other thing which is very clever of Iceland, I shared it with you guys over the weekend. They're inviting exasperated people around the world to record their loudest screams to be broadcast in the island's nation's vast wilderness. And there's a video out there, so you can just scream, and then it'll be, you know, you can they'll play it out somewhere in the island, right, in the country. And so the tagline is: record your scream, and we'll release it to Iceland's beautiful, wide open spaces. And when you're ready, come let it out for real. You'll feel better, we promise. So, I mean, it's like, you know, it's like, I really want to go Iceland right now. Right now, I could just scream. But like, and they've got this brilliant video that goes with it. And they call it, 2020 therapy, right? You didn't know you needed, right? So it's about, and then you can see the Icelandic wilderness. And of course, this is spurred on by, you know, that very famous movie now, which I absolutely love, which is the Eurovision Song Contest. So like, I really want to go to Iceland as soon as I can.
Yes, you know, I don't envy the guy that has to sit and sift through those recordings of people screaming.
But it's a brilliant marketing strategy, you know, from the tourism board, I guess, of Iceland, right? Mm. And it's cute, right? If you watch a video, it's really cute. It's expressing whatever we're all feeling right now, but with a sense of humor again.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. All right. So, you know, join the conversation. Let us know what's the smartest pivot you've seen a business do during the MCO or CMCO or RMCO. Get in touch with us 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or at BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. For now, here's some Suede with Beautiful Ones, BFM 89.9.
Bungkus for Makan, BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites on Monday, the 10th of August, 2020, with Frida and Audrey. And we are asking you, what's the smartest pivot you've seen a business do during the MCO? Get in touch with us, 018-789-8899. Or you can tweet us or join the discussion on Instagram at BFM Radio. Now we have a...
Very interesting WhatsApp, right?
Yeah.
And this was regarding your Hampton story. This is from Sharon. She said the Hamptons concert that charged a bomb for people to sit in their cars and watch a concert involved was presided by none other than the Goldman Sachs CEO after he clinched that settlement with us, right? And so it was it didn't do very well, actually. It was an ill-fated concert, but interesting pivot, wrong person, I guess. So it didn't work out, right? But thanks for that. I didn't realize that that was the one that was organized by Goldman Sachs.
So it also begs the question, like, how desperate are we just to get out and do something, like do a social event or go to a gathering that, you know, that people will be willing to pay up to $25,000 just to sit in their car and enjoy a concert?
I guess their clients.
Yeah. All right. So that is our question. What's the smartest pivot you've seen a business do during the MCO? And, you know, throughout these last few months, you know, since March, we've covered so many businesses right here in Malaysia, in the Klang Valley, that have made smart pivots. And one of them is CocoDry. So we managed to get in touch with Kim Meichi, the founder of CocoDry. CocoDry, of course, is a Bangsa-based blow-dry bar. And for a business that focuses so intently on creating a fantastic in-person experience for their clients, they needed to find a way to survive. So, Meichi, thanks for staying on the line with us. You know, we'll make this quick. So, how did CocoDry contend with operations during the MCO?
So we started an e-commerce platform on our website. So that is how we have been surviving during the MCO. We were actually selling hair products, conditioners, treatments, according to our customers' needs. And we also give them recommendation as well, especially a lot of education because they are always taking care of their hair, but they are pretty clueless about their scalp. That's when we come in.
And how fast was the process of pivoting?
A week. Because we had no time to lose. Time was ticking and we were mainly operating, you know, on a physical store. So we had to move things fast.
Was the e-commerce aspect of your current model something you ever considered pre-MCO?
Yes, I did. But I didn't have time because I was so busy with the daily operation. So that's why I thought it was such a good opportunity for us to start. That's why, like, at the beginning of MCO, I was a little bit excited because of a new possibility of expanding into e-commerce.
So as restrictions are lifted and your original operating model is back in business, are you going to continue operating your MCO-started pivot in tandem?
Yes, our e-commerce is still running right now. But to be honest, the sales has dropped because our customers are all coming to CocoDry store for a person-in-person consultation rather than purchasing them online. Only customers who are residing in Penang, Johor, Sabah, Sarawak are still buying from our e-commerce website.
You know, this whole incident, okay, technology, you know, it runs through all the examples that we've talked about. Without technology, a lot of things couldn't have happened, right? And also when she was saying that she didn't have time to do a couple of things, and because of this situation, she had time now to look at it. And I think they'll continue with this post, you know, MCO and, you know, as we go into recovery. Which reminds us, you know, we're having a Back to Basics seminar, webinar series next month, right? And really, I think it's also time that we go back to the basics of running a business. Mm-hmm. What are the infrastructure that we need to have in place? These are the things like, you know, we sometimes get too excited in making the cash flow, right? But some of the infrastructure, you look at your supply chain a little bit more effectively. You look at, you know, your creditors a little bit more effectively. This is the time that we actually had time to think about. I think there are a couple of loose ends that we're spending too much money in one area anyway. So if anything, I think that's the good thing that has come out of this.
Coming back to the drawing board, right? Mm. Also, I think from what I remember in the early days of the MCO, speaking to these entrepreneurs, especially on Powering Through the Pandemic and Voice of SMEs, is that I always ask them at the end of the show, so, you know, what kind of key learnings will you take away from this this lesson, you know, of the pandemic? And most of them said it's like it's forced them to actually go back to their roots. It's forced them to actually remember the days when they started out as a startup, you know, bootstrapping and things like that. Because once you've done that and you've managed to grow out of that and you managed to scale, you can always go back to back to the basics and, right, you know, like kind of reassess what needs to be done and work as a startup again, you know, have that vibe, have that energy and make things work and pivot quickly as well. So, you know, if you are interested in catching up on some of these podcasts, they're available on our website, bfm.my. You can also listen to them on the BFM app or iTunes or Spotify or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Just go look for Powering Through the Pandemic or Voice of SMEs. There are so many ridiculously clever pivots that happen during the MCO right here in the Klang Valley and, you know, throughout Malaysia. So go catch up on those podcasts. But in the meantime, if you have a nomination to make on the smartest pivot that you've seen a business do during the MCO, get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. For now, here's 38 Special with Caught Up In You. We'll be back with more Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.